Have you checked fuel prices lately? Not just at your local FBO, but the global picture. Because what's happening thousands of miles from your home airport has a way of showing up on your fuel receipt eventually. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ on Radio Hangar. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the headline. Philippine Airlines PAL just posted its first quarter 2026 earnings, and the numbers look good. Revenue is up, profit is climbing, passenger loads are strong. On paper, this is exactly what you want to see from a major Asia-Pacific carrier that spent years clawing its way back from pandemic losses and a restructuring that nearly broke the airline. But here's what the headline doesn't tell the whole story. On PAL's own leadership flagged a significant concern in the same breath as the good news: Middle East tensions. And that's where this story stops being about one airline in Manila and starts mattering to anyone who flies or watches the industry. Let me give you the context. Philippine Airlines operates a substantial number of long-haul routes that either overfly or connect through the Middle East corridor. We're talking flights to Europe, flights to the Gulf states, labor migration routes that are a huge part of PAL's bread and butter. The Philippines has millions of overseas workers in the Middle East, and those routes are consistent revenue generators. Now, when tensions escalate in that region, several things happen at once. First, fuel markets react, crude oil prices get jittery, and jet fuel follows. Every penny per gallon matters when you're burning thousands of gallons per hour on a wide-body crossing from Manila to London or Dubai. PAL can hedge some of that exposure, but hedging only goes so far, and it comes with its own cost. Second, you get airspace complications. We've seen this before. When conflict zones expand, or when countries close their airspace to overflights, airlines have to reroute. Rerouting means longer flight times, more fuel burn, more crew duty time, and sometimes it means flights that were profitable become marginal or unprofitable overnight. Remember when carriers had to reroute around certain parts of the Middle East and parts of Eastern Europe in recent years? Some of those detours added hours to flights. Hours. That's not a minor operational inconvenience. That's a fundamental change to the economics of a route. Third, there's the demand side. If tensions escalate to a point where travel advisories go up, passenger bookings to and from the region drop. Business travel pulls back. Even leisure traffic to connecting destinations gets softer because people don't want to route through uncertainty. So PAL is essentially saying, we had a great quarter, but we see storm clouds and we're being honest about it. That kind of transparency from an airline's leadership is actually worth paying attention to. Airlines don't flag geopolitical risk in their earnings commentary unless their planning teams are genuinely concerned about the impact on forward bookings and operating costs. Now, why should you care if you're flying a Cessna 172 out of a field in the Midwest? A couple of reasons. First, fuel. Global jet fuel prices and AVGS prices are connected. They're not identical markets, but they share the same upstream supply chain. When crude moves, everything moves. If Middle East tensions push oil prices up, you're going to feel it at the self-serve pump. Second, the airline industry's health affects general aviation indirectly. A healthy airline sector means more pilots in training, more demand for maintenance facilities, more investment in airport infrastructure that benefits everyone. When airlines start warning about headwinds, that caution tends to ripple outward. And third, if you fly internationally or are planning any kind of overseas trip, the same airspace and routing concerns that affect PAL affect you. Temporary flight restrictions, notice to air missions, diplomatic closures. These things change the landscape for everyone operating in international airspace. This affects you if you're watching your operating costs, if you're planning international flying, or if you simply want to understand the forces that shape aviation economics. The broader lesson here is that airline earnings reports are actually a pretty good barometer for the state of global aviation. When a carrier like Philippine Airlines, which has decent exposure to multiple regions, says the numbers are good but the outlook is uncertain, that's worth filing away in your situational awareness. PAL's first quarter profit growth is genuinely positive news. It means demand for air travel in the Asia-Pacific region remains strong. It means the restructuring worked. It means people are flying. But the caveat about Middle East tensions is a reminder that aviation doesn't operate in a vacuum. Geopolitics, energy markets, and airspace access are all threads in the same fabric. Keep an eye on it. That's the kind of situational awareness that matters whether you're running an airline or running a pre-flight. Story sourced from AeroTime. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay informed and fly safe.